Episode 49 of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. Welcome, I'm Steve Webb. You can now hear the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible on Stitcher Radio on demand. Available for iPhone, Android, and most tablets. Listen anytime, anywhere, now even without Wi-Fi or a cell connection. There's a link on the show notes page for this episode at LifeSpringAudioBible.com. Today we're going to start with the new format. Got some suggestions that we read the Bible chronologically, and I like the idea of reading through the Bible in the order that the events happened, but that still means that the New Testament won't be coming along for a very long time. I prefer that we get some New Testament in each day because it truly is the good news. I don't want to have to wait for the good news. I want to be reminded each and every day that Jesus is God the Father's ultimate answer to all the stuff that happened in the Old Testament. I hope you're okay with that. And I'll explain more about this decision at the end of the show. So anyway, by the way, to those of you who gave me suggestions on Facebook and via email on your ideas for the format, thank you for taking the time to write. I really do appreciate it. So today we'll continue our reading of Exodus with Exodus 29, but we'll also begin the New Testament with Matthew chapter 1, and we'll be reading from the God's Word translation. Exodus chapter 29. The Lord continued, "Now this is what you must do in order to set Aaron and his sons apart to serve me as priests. Take a young bull that has no defects, and two rams that have no defects. Use the finest wheat flour, but no yeast, and bake some loaves of bread, some rings of bread made with olive oil, and some wafers brushed with olive oil. Put the bread in a basket, and bring the basket along with the young bull and the two rams. Then bring Aaron and his sons to the entrance of the tent of meeting, and wash them. Take the clothes and put them on Aaron, the linen robe, the ephod, and the robe that is worn with it, and the breastplate. Use the belt to tie it on him tightly. Put his turban on him and fasten the holy crown to it. Take the anointing oil, pour it on his head, and anoint him. Have his sons come forward. Dress them in their linen robes and put turbans on them. Tie belts around the waists of Aaron and his sons. They alone are to be priests. This is a permanent law. In this way you will ordain Aaron and his sons. Then bring the young bull to the front of the tent of meeting. Aaron and his sons will place their hands on its head. Slaughter the bull in the Lord's presence at the entrance to the tent of meeting. Take some of the bull's blood and put it on the horns of the altar with your finger. Pour the rest of it out at the bottom of the altar. Then take all the fat that covers the internal organs, the lobe of the liver, and the two kidneys with the fat on them, and burn them on the altar. But burn the bull's meat, skin, and excrement outside the camp. It is an offering for sin. Take one of the rams. Then Aaron and his sons will place their hands on its head. Slaughter it, take the blood, and throw it against the altar on all sides. Cut the ram into pieces. Wash the internal organs and legs, and put them with the other pieces in the head. Then burn the whole ram on the altar. It's a burnt offering, a soothing aroma, an offering by fire to the Lord. Take the other ram. Then Aaron and his sons will place their hands on its head. Slaughter it, take some of the blood, and put it on the right earlobes of Aaron and his sons, on their right thumbs, and on the big toes of their right feet. Throw the rest of the blood against the altar on all sides. Take some of the blood that is on the altar and some of the anointing oil and sprinkle it on Aaron and his clothes and on his sons and their clothes. In this way, Aaron, his sons, and their clothes will be holy. From this same ram take the fat of the tail, the fat that covers the internal organs, the lobe of the liver, the two kidneys with the fat on them, and the right thigh. This is the ram for the ordination. From the basket of unleavened bread which is in the Lord's presence, take a round loaf of bread, a ring of bread made with olive oil, and a wafer. Put all of these in the hands of Aaron and his sons, who will offer them to the Lord. Then take them from their hands and burn them on the altar on top of the burnt offering. It's a soothing aroma in the Lord's presence, an offering by fire to the Lord. Take the breast from the ram used for Aaron's ordination and present it to the Lord. This will be your share, Set apart as holy the breast that is offered to the Lord, and the thigh that is the contribution. Both will come from the ram used for the ordination. They both belong to Aaron and his sons. It is a permanent law that the Israelites give this portion to Aaron and his sons as a contribution. This will also be their contribution to the Lord from the fellowship offerings. Aaron's holy clothes will belong to his descendants so that they can be anointed and ordained in them. The son who succeeds him as priest, the one who goes into the tent of meeting to serve in the holy place, will wear them for 7 days. Take the ram used for the ordination and boil its meat in a holy place. At the entrance to the tent of meeting, Aaron and his sons will eat the meat of the ram and the bread left in the basket. They will eat those offerings through which they made peace with the Lord at their ordination and installation. No one else may eat them because the offerings are holy. If any meat or bread from the ordination is left over until morning, burn it up. It must not be eaten because it is holy. Do this with Aaron and his sons exactly as I have commanded you. Take 7 days to ordain them. Each day, sacrifice a young bull as an offering to make peace with the Lord. Sacrifice this offering for sin on the altar in order to pay for its sins. Then anoint it with olive oil in order to dedicate it. For 7 days at the altar, make peace with the Lord and set the altar apart for its holy purpose. Then the altar will be most holy. Anything that touches the altar will become holy. This is what you are to offer on the altar regularly every day. 2 1-year-old lambs. Offer one in the morning and the other at dusk. With the first lamb, make an offering of 8 cups of flour mixed with 1 quart of virgin olive oil. Make a wine offering of 1 quart of wine. Offer the other lamb at dusk, and with it make the same grain offering and wine offering as in the morning. This is a soothing aroma, an offering by fire to the Lord. For generations to come, this will be the daily burnt offering made in the Lord's presence at the entrance to the tent of meeting. There I will meet with you to speak to you. I will also meet with the Israelites there, and my glory will make this place holy. I will dedicate the tent of meeting and the altar for their holy purposes. I will set Aaron and his sons apart for their holy duties of serving me as priests. Then I will live among the Israelites and be their God. They will know that I am the Lord their God. I brought them out of Egypt so that I might live among them. I am the Lord their God. Matthew chapter 1. This is the list of ancestors of Jesus Christ, descendant of David and Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac. Isaac, the father of Jacob. Jacob, the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah and Tamar were the father and mother of Perez and Zerah. Perez was the father of Hezron. Hezron, the father of Ram. Ram, the father of Amminadab. Amminadab, the father of Nashon. Nashon, the father of Salmon. Salmon and Rahab were the father and mother of Boaz. Boaz and Ruth were the father and mother of Obed. Obed was the father of Jesse. Jesse, the father of King David. David and Uriah's wife Bathsheba were the father and mother of Solomon. Solomon was the father of Rehoboam. Rehoboam, the father of Abijah. Abijah, the father of Asa. Asa, the father of Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat, the father of Joram. Joram, the father of Uzziah. Uzziah, the father of Jotham. Jotham, the father of Ahaz. Ahaz, the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah, the father of Manasseh. Manasseh, the father of Ammon. Ammon, the father of Josiah. Josiah was the father of Jeconiah and his brothers. They lived at the time when the people were exiled to Babylon. After the exile to Babylon, Jeconiah became the father of Shealtiel. Shealtiel was the father of Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel, the father of Abiad. Abiad, the father of Eliakim. Eliakim, the father of Azor. Azor, the father of Zadok. Zadok, the father of Achim. Achim, the father of Eliad. Eliad, the father of Eleazar. Eleazar, the father of Mathan. Mathan, the father of Jacob. Jacob was the father of Joseph, who was the husband of Mary. Mary was the mother of Jesus, who is called Christ. So there were 14 generations from Abraham to David, 14 generations from David until the exile to Babylon, 14 generations from the exile until the Messiah. The birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. His mother Mary had been promised to Joseph in marriage. But before they were married, Mary realized that she was pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph was an honorable man and did not want to disgrace her publicly. So he decided to break the marriage agreement with her secretly. Joseph had this in mind when an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. The angel said to him, "Joseph, descendant of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. She is pregnant by the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus, which means he saves, because he will save his people from their sins." All this happened so that what the Lord had spoken through the prophet came true. The virgin will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they will name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him to do. He took Mary to be his wife. He did not have marital relations with her before she gave birth to a son. Joseph named the child Jesus. May God bless the reading of His Word. So one thing that sort of cemented my decision to read some of the New Testament every day instead of doing a chronological reading was the conversation I had today. A fellow by the name of Anthony called me to his home today to do a windshield repair on his car. Yes, I still do a few repairs each week, even though my full-time gig is voiceover and narrations. Anyway, he saw my car and asked about the license plate, which says podcast. I told him that I was one of the very first podcasters, and he asked whether I still do a podcast and what it was about. Well, when I told him that I do a Christian podcast and that I'm currently doing this show, he told me he wasn't a believer, but that he's reading the Bible too. What ensued was about a 20-minute conversation about the Bible, God, and various aspects of God's character and plan. Anthony's current viewpoint, now he's read up to Chronicles, he said, his current viewpoint of the Bible is that there's a whole lot of violence and blood, and that unless you do things God's way, he'll be mad at you. Well, I tried to explain to Anthony that there's much more to God than that. I told him about the loving, merciful God that gave his only son as a sacrifice for sin. During our conversation, there were a few times where he said, "Well, I guess I'll have to keep reading." Well, I'm really glad that he was willing to keep reading, and it was a great conversation. And I gave him my phone number and my personal email address and told him that anytime he had a question, he could call me or write to me. But the conversation confirmed to me that we need to be reading the New Testament on this show right along with the Old Testament because people shouldn't have to wait to hear about grace and forgiveness. Amen? I want you to be able to refer people that may not know the Lord to this show to hear the Bible and hear about the good news about God's grace every single episode. Don't be afraid to refer them, thinking that, well, they're only going to hear about God's judgment and about blood sacrifice and things like that in the Old Testament. Feel free to send them to listen to the Bible here, knowing that they're going to hear about the good news of a risen Savior pretty much every day. So, I hope that's good with you. So that does it for today. Hey, don't forget to check out Stitcher Radio, where you can get the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible each and every day. There's a link for it on the show notes page for this episode at LifespringAudioBible.com. So I'll talk to you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.